Welcome back here on the Spartan Burgers pregame show. We get ready for game three between Asheville and Hub City. Burgers have taken each of the first two. Andrew Seliver joined by outfielder Quincy Scott, one of the reasons Hub City got the win 6-4 yesterday. Quincy, solo home run in that game. You guys are hitting the ball out of the ballpark here in Asheville. Why is that?
You know, this week we knew it was, you know, a little bit of a smaller ballpark, but, you know, we just kind of talked to our hitting coach, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of guys try to get big and try to hit it out, but, you know, our goal this week has just been, you know, to hit line drives, and I think we've been doing really well, and it's been producing home runs, so I think it's been awesome.
The reason I asked that question is the natural answer is small ballpark, but pretty much everything that we've seen other than Chandler's inside the parker yesterday has been a ball that would have been out at Fifth Third Park, which plays a lot bigger than it does here in Asheville.
Right. No, yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's like a lot of times guys try to get big and they try to lift it, especially with this big old wall, you know, that Asheville has. But, you know, when you stay true to the plan and you just only think about line drives, you know, that's when home runs, you know, happen, because they just, you're not thinking of it. I think home runs are mistakes. And, yeah, so it's been working out for us.
So what isn't a mistake? What would you prefer? Doubles?
You know, that's the goal, you know, just because personally for me, you know, when I try to hit home runs, that's when I get big and I get a big, you know, start to the swing, and it's just not good. So, you know, for me personally, I just always try to think of hitting a line drive up the middle, you know, just kind of paintbrushing the top of the ball. And, you know, when I run into one and I kind of get out in front or get under a little bit, that's when it goes.
Is that a pretty consistent swing thought for you? Is every time you're in the box, it's just line drive back up the middle, or are you thinking different things at different times?
I would say most of the time it's definitely, you know, line drive up the middle, but also depending on, you know, who's throwing. If it's a big sinker ball guy, you know, my thought process kind of has to change to, you know, a high fly ball to center field, which it has this week. But, you know, yesterday it was just righty on the mound, and I knew he had a sinker, but I also knew he had a four seam fastball. So I was just kind of waiting on that four seam, and he threw it and had that same idea, just line drive center field, right center, and got under a little bit and it went. So
Quincy Scott with us here on the pregame show, month and a half into the season or so here. Where would you kind of evaluate where your game's at the plate right now?
I think it's been great. You know, I've been seeing the ball really well. I've been feeling confident. You know, obviously you're going to have those ABs where, you know, it's a short one, it's a quick one, or you ground out and you miss a pitch. But overall, you know, I've just been trusting the process, you know, that I've been doing. A lot of hard work in the offseason has been paying off at the plate. So overall, I've been feeling great. And, yeah, I'm just excited to keep going.
A couple injuries last year limited you to below 80 games, and you obviously had that nagging injury first week of this year. It's got to feel pretty good, though, to have this kind of sustained stretch of playing in games here for Hub City.
For sure, yeah, it's definitely a blessing. You know, I think those injuries, you know, that did happen, you know, I think it's just, you know, the Lord working. You got to always trust in his plan, and, yeah, everything that happens is for a reason. So I think those injuries, you know, that did come up. I think it was just a teaching point for me. You know, I gotta make sure I'm taking care of my body, staying on top of that, and I've been doing a great job of that. So me being able to have this nice stretch of being able to play and staying healthy, it's awesome. It's just a gift from God. So
in addition to the good play out there on the field from you, we also got to see you out working in the community last week, Sparkle Week for the Hub City Spartan Burgers. Went over to the Spartanburg Soup Kitchen. Kind of walked me through that experience and what you took away from that.
That experience is really eye-opening for me. Just everyone that I was able to meet there, it was tremendously awesome. You know, a lot of those people are very strong in their faith, and that was also something that opened my eyes, because we're just so fortunate to be in the position that we are today. And being able to go to the soup kitchen and see the people that are in need, it's really eye-opening. And for me, it makes me feel very, very fortunate, and I'm just so happy that I was able to experience that and create new friendships with people who are also older than me. You know, I got to talk about relationship advice with some of the people who were married for a very, very long time. There was a lot of workers there that were in the military. I come from military background. My uncles, aunts, dad were all in the military. So it was very cool to experience.
I know you're engaged. What's the best piece of advice we're working with right now as we get ready for the wedding?
So I would say the best piece of advice was, there's a gentleman to my right and a woman to my left, and they're giving me, you know, talking about relationship advice. And one thing that really stuck with me was, I asked them, I was like, what's your advice for, you know, being together so long? And what she said was, you know, you just got to learn to love and you got to learn to accept when the other person wants to do something that they want. You know, a lot of times with baseball, I think a lot of us, we get hung up because we're just so tired and we've been grinding all the time. But when you have your fiance or your significant other out there with you, they're also grinding a lot. You know, they're there to help you cook meals, take care of you, you know, make sure that the laundry's done, all that kind of stuff. So I think for me, it's just showing gratitude and love back and just being thankful for all the work that, you know, that they are doing for us. Even though it doesn't seem like a lot, it really is. So I would say just definitely be able to understand another person and just being able to give back to them. So,
well, great work on and off the field to start the year, Quincy. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back after this to get Game 3 going between Hub City and Asheville.